Very big news coming out of the White House. The House passed, House of Congress, that is, passed the bill to replace Obamacare. One of the more prestigious titles you can carry in political journalism, Dr. Drew, is becoming a William F. Buckley Fellow. And that is exactly what our guest, Alexandra DeSantis, is. Hello, Alexandra.
Hi there. Thanks for having me today.
It's our pleasure. What does this mean when I see that the House has passed the bill to replace Obamacare? What does that mean overall, and what is it going to mean for us as Americans and our healthcare?
It's really tough to say right now. You see all the House Republicans going out to celebrate and have some beer, but in reality, not much has really happened. The Senate still has to consider the bill. There's a large chance that parts of it are going to be changed in order to pass the Senate. And it could be a totally different bill that they're looking at once the Senate's finished with it. So it's hard to say what exactly the ramifications will be at this point.
Did I see that risk pools are at the centerpiece of this proposition?
Yes, I believe that's correct. But again, I think this is the bill that's going to pass the House, and that looks very different from what's going to pass the Senate, especially since a couple of key Republicans are probably more on the Democratic side when it comes to health care.
Go ahead, Drew. I'm sorry.
I just wonder if any sense of what that's going to look like. How are they going to reconcile these two?
I think you're going to see a lot of controversy over pre-existing conditions. The fact that this limited waiver that's provided to the states for some of the community rating standards will allow some states to permit some insurance companies not to cover some types of pre-existing conditions. And I think that's going to be a big problem for Democrats and for some more moderate Republicans as well. Yeah.
Overall, how much is this going to impact us? And the reason I ask this is because 10 years ago, I saw every single Republican kind of mouthpiece and politician just pulling their hair out about how disastrous Obamacare is going to be. And that continued for quite some time. And now this afternoon, I see nothing but every single, the LA Times and the New York Times, and then also every single Democratic politician talking about how this is going to be a disaster to the American people. And in reality, how much of this is just kind of changing titles and doing a couple tweaks?
I think it is largely a lot of tweaking, and that's why it was so tough to get it through the House, because you had a large contingent of, more hardline conservative Republicans saying, we said we were going to repeal Obamacare. This is basically, Obamacare light, or we're just sort of trimming around the edges, but the entire regulatory structure of Obamacare is still there. And I think that complaint still stands with this bill. It's a little bit more of a repeal, but a lot of Obamacare is still going to be in place.
Drew, as an MD, it's great to get your input. What do you think of the idea of just the national system of healthcare?
Well, we don't really. It's sort of national laws and national sort of structures of healthcare. I wouldn't call it a system even. I'm not sure that's accurate. But I do like the idea of risk pools. I like the idea of people managing their own healthcare expenses, because as you've heard me say many times, I mean, there are things that people do, like going to emergency rooms unnecessarily, where if they took one look at the expense and the unnecessary utilization of resources that they just don't need, I think that'd be a massive improvement. And if we started just rely on the relationship between the caretaker and the patient and use that, empower that, my God, it would go a long way. And there's got to be not just changes in insurance and the sort of reimbursement structures. There's got to be changes in the laws, too. So doctors and healthcare providers aren't required to order so many tests and cover their ass so much. I mean, there's a lot of things that need, and I'm hoping that we see some tort reform in all this too. Is that any possibility of that?
No, I'm not sure exactly how much of that's going to come into play here, but I think that risk pools are a big win in terms of allowing people to provide for their own coverage rather than having the government try to do everything.
This was the first time I really saw what appeared to be, by my, just a regular Joe's perception, some real kind of unity amongst House and White House GOP. I'm sitting there watching, Paul Ryan and Donald Trump and Mike Pence kind of smile and be jovial and pat each other on the back. Is this all for show, or has this really been a big boost for the morale for the conservative part of the United States government?
I don't know. I mean, that kind of is the question of the day. And I think it kind of comes down to, do we like what's in the bill or don't we? And I think, everybody kind of had to give up a little bit of what they wanted to get it passed. And it didn't pass by flying colors. There were still Republicans who didn't vote for it. But I think that the main point to take away is that they just want to get the ball rolling. And in order to do that, they had to at least have some kind of vehicle for some kind of repeal and replace. And that's what this is, even if this isn't what the final bill looks like.
It's probably so, very true. Just doing something, yeah, to get people off their back.
Should we be optimistic that they're going to work through something that, I mean, it was going to implode the way it was, so something had to be done. Should we be optimistic that they're going to come up with something that's better for us, or should we be pessimistic that they're just going to posture and sort of protect their territory in politics?